Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. FMI serves Kenyan women in the midst of rising gender-based violence. Then, a ministry equips believers to enter cross-cultural workforces as missionaries and to do it well. We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Kenya. Femicide, the murder of women and girls, is a growing problem in that country. And Kenya's president, William Ruto, says he'll be providing police with more resources to put a stop to it. Nehemiah with FMI says,
statistics, again, are a grim picture. According to the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, cases of violence against women have risen significantly in recent years, with 159 reported cases of deaths, with many incidents escalating to femicide.
And those are just the reported cases.
Activists point out that social attitude often blame victims for the discouraging women from seeking help. So we see many unreported cases in the society.
FMI models a biblical approach, elevating and supporting women in Kenya.
Our partners, they are engaging with our sisters on ground, and they're involving them in the ministry. And we are praying and we are talking on the different projects where we can engage our sisters to start small cottage industries where they can grow and they can make a little money.
Pray for justice and for Kenyan women to know their worth in Christ.
Initially, church was unaware or had no idea how to respond to the situation because it was a new phenomena. But now we can see that church is standing, and now the church leaders are raising their voice as well. They have become echo for the victims.
Next, those unfamiliar with Mongolia may imagine it as a country of wild expanses, yurt dwellings, and nomadic herders. However, Mongolia's capital city has a population comparable to Dallas, Texas. The church has also grown since the introduction of democracy and the gospel over 30 years ago. Yet new approaches are needed, says Chinzo, the A3 Mongolia National Director.
The ministry we're doing is outdated, so we need to renew. I mean, when I say renew, it's not really brand new stuff, but going back to biblical roots and really exploring or redefining gospel and redefining church and ministry again.
While a small minority, Mongolian Christians have come together in meaningful partnerships to make disciples and multiply churches. A3 provides training to help with church growth and leadership development.
We're investing into Mongolian church through those strategic teaching and developing learning communities and contributing to overall unity among pastors.
Pray for A3's Mongolian cohorts to grow in faithfulness and effectiveness to reach their nation, and ask God to also raise up a new generation of disciples into leadership.
We want to see more Christ-like leaders emerging in the church.
And finally, many of the most unreached countries in the world are also the most difficult for missionaries to enter. So how can the gospel reach them? Luke Perkins, president of Crossworld, says working professionals are often welcome where missionaries are not.
We're finding in many of the places that have been closed, they are open to people who have some kind of profession or some kind of skill.
Over the last 15 years, Crossworld has specialized in sending skilled workers to become cross-cultural disciple makers.
Okay, if we're really going to move the needle on reaching the unreached and reaching the unengaged, we've got to be able to deploy non-traditional, what we would call a Crossworld marketplace workers.
Crossworld recently sent a man to work for an IT company and a woman to a hospital, both in unreached areas. After workers arrive to their new context, the ministry provides ongoing support to thrive and make disciples.
The complexity of living cross-culturally is not something to be taken lightly. A lot of people have gotten hurt even emotionally and other ways by trying to do that on their own. We're trying to do that with their family on their own. We want people to be able to do that in a healthy way and bear good fruit.
Pray for more workers to go where the gospel's needed and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.